This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Fordham Resources, is the title sponsor of the show. We're in the Fordham Resource Studio. They got the naming rights to the Wayne Root Studio. It's the Fordham Resources Studio. By the way, it's a great way to conduct business, right? That's what the Raiders just did. The Las Vegas Raiders, the Oakland Raiders that became the Las Vegas Raiders, coming here next year to Las Vegas, and they just let Allegiant Airlines name their stadium, gave them the naming rights. It's not going to be Raiders Stadium, even though they're the Raiders playing it. It's going to be the Allegiant Stadium or Allegiant Airlines Stadium or Allegiant Entertainment Stadium, whatever the hell they call themselves nowadays, the official corporate name. Probably Allegiant Airlines, I would assume. But in any case, Allegiant Stadium, even though the Raiders are the ones who are playing it, all right? And this is Wayne Root Show, but it is the Fordham Resources Studio because they bought the naming rights. They are a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents per share to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles. It's 10 times bigger than Manhattan, the city. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. And you want to make an educated decision, go to the website and read all about it, FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR here in the United States. So I argued in hour number one that they really are coming to take your guns. They're trying their best to come take your guns, and we're trying to hold off here and get Trump reelected. It's a balancing act. It's tough. A Connecticut elected official claims all Americans have to turn in their guns because a couple of crazy whack jobs killed people. After a week of violence in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, in which a couple of disturbed nutcases attacked and killed dozens of people, another wacko, this one, a Democratic politician in Connecticut, thinks all gun-owning Americans should be punished. You know, this reminds me of when I went to school, right, and I'm a great kid. I was a great kid then. Never did anything wrong. Never smoked pot in my entire school life. Never done it in my life, by the way. But in my whole school life, never took a drink of alcohol, never smoked pot. And I wasn't a nerd. I was the cool guy. I was the Fonz of the school. And I still never smoked pot and never did drugs of any kind and never did alcohol and never smoked cigarettes. Women are a whole other story. But I never did any of that other stuff. I was an all-American boy. I liked pretty girls. I liked cheerleaders. But I never touched anything bad, never did anything illegal, and if one kid did, suddenly they'd say, oh, the whole class has got to be punished. From now on, there's no more gym. From now on, there's no more breaks. From now on, you don't get to go home at 3 o'clock, you get to go home at 6 o'clock. You all get an extra 3 hours of school. Can you imagine if someone said that to you and you've done everything right because some knucklehead, some idiot does something wrong? You've got to be punished when you did nothing wrong. That's what this is. I'm not going to get punished for doing something good. Well, someone else did something bad. Tough. Punish them. So Pamela Parkinson, the commissioner of Connecticut's third taxing district, and by the way, that's how you know Connecticut's 100% blue Democrat state. They have taxing districts. Who would even call yourself a taxing district? But she argued with a supporter of the Second Amendment following the El Paso shooting, who said that anti-Hispanic, anti-corporation, pro-environmental extremist beliefs predate Donald Trump's presidency. As reported by Big League Politics, Parkinson began the spat by writing, hopefully soon they will come take your guns. Signed, Americans who are sick of this, blankety-blank, and need your blankety-blank, blankety-blank extensions. P.S. Real men don't need a gun to prove they're a man. Like other left-wing tyrants who hate the Constitution, Parkinson claimed that only police and military need guns. She said, they are charged with protecting the public and the country, you sir or not. Therefore, no need for you or any other civilian to have them, especially ones that are more powerful than what the police carry and are close to military grade. You are a blankety blank, and your whining is tiresome. And the Second Amendment supporter responded by making a case for personal firearms ownership. But Parkinson responded with not whining, just blankety blank tired of people getting killed because small blankety blank fearful men can't blankety blank function without a gun. That ain't freedom, hun. And so, obviously, Parkinson is upset by the twin tragedies of this past weekend, which come on the heels of the shooting at the Garlic Festival in California last week, and a number of other mass shootings around the country. And granted, they do seem to be happening a lot, and granted, there are a lot of crazy people in the world. But here's the flaws that this article and Natural News, takes her apart one by one. First and foremost, the Second Amendment is a real amendment. It's part of the Constitution. It exists, drafted by our founders, ratified by several states. Can't ignore it, can't wish it away, can't pretend like getting rid of every single firearm in the country is even practical, let alone constitutional. And by the way, I would throw in that in New Zealand they did a gun confiscation and they asked everybody to turn in their assault rifles and their semi-automatic rifles, and guess what? I think in the whole country like 20 people listened to them. 20. I'll look it up in the ad break. It's like dozens of people responded. Wow. In a country of several million. So no one's giving up their guns in America. What are you going to do? Go house to house and come arrest us all like Gestapo? Ain't going to happen. Secondly, this article says, understandable the U.S. military be armed, of course, but in a country where all guns are theoretically banned, why would police need them? Yes, people could still use other objects such as knives to attack people and police, but the thought exercise is worth having because of what Parkinson is proposing is so extreme. We're also not sure why she's associating gun ownership with manliness. Perhaps that's a hang-up of hers personally. Maybe she thinks that males can't be males without guns, but frankly, that doesn't make any sense because many gun owners are women, millions of them. As for what's causing all these mass shootings, Democrats are blaming racist rhetoric, the NRA, white people, Christians, traditionalists, white supremacists, white nationalists, and anyone else who disagrees with them politically. The truth is, as the National Sentinel notes, they are most responsible for cultural degradation, and that is what is leading confused, mentally unstable individuals to attack and kill innocent people for the sake of it. All right, so you get the idea. It's just an article in Natural News, which is a website I read from time to time that has some good stuff on it. I could make many more arguments, and I will, as the show goes on, make many more arguments. In the end, I love the police, but in the end, you know, when you need a cop in 5 minutes, usually they're there in 10, and you're dead. So what you got, and I love police, but that's not the point. They can't, there aren't that many police. They can't be there before a crime starts. They can't, it's rare they get there while it's going on. They usually get there right after it's over, and at that point, you needed to defend yourself. So you can't take away people's guns. And again, the only argument that matters is they took the guns away in Baltimore and Detroit and Chicago, and look at the results. It doesn't work. There's more deaths. There's more violence than ever before. And the end result is that the people are left defenseless. Defenseless. Let's read this Cory Booker story. Cory Booker demands all Trump rallies be canceled. Never let a crisis go to waste, right? Remember the left said that? I think it was Rahm Emanuel that first coined that phrase. And the left is using these back-to-back mass shootings as an opportunity to attack the Second Amendment. Democrat Senator 2020 hopeful Cory Booker, another one that polls near zero, demanded Trump's Manchester rally next week and all future rallies be canceled. Well, that's because Trump gets 10,000 to 20,000 people showing up at rallies, sometimes more, and Democrats can't get 20 people in a phone booth. So now you got to cancel the rallies. According to Cory Booker, President Trump and his supporters should not have First Amendment rights. We're not talking about the Second Amendment of guns now. We're talking about the ability to speak. He says these rallies serve as a breeding ground for racism and bigotry that inspire white nationalist attacks like the one in El Paso on Saturday. Now, keep in mind, Democrats only lie in a certain way. They're not dumb enough most of the time to just outright lie. So what they do is there were two attacks. So they only quote the El Paso one where the guy sounded like a white nationalist. They don't mention the Dayton, Ohio one where the guy was a liberal who supported Elizabeth Warren. Isn't that funny the way you would talk like that? You know, you'd only mention one, and that's what's happened in the last couple of days. All they talk about all day long, El Paso, El Paso, El Paso, El Paso. No mention of Dayton. Booker says they're despicable, they have no place in New Hampshire or anywhere else in this country, that's why Trump must cancel his rally. That is hilarious, man. That is amazing. Using Cory Booker's logic, Elizabeth Warren should cancel all of her rallies because the Dayton, Ohio mass shooter was a hardcore leftist member of Antifa who praised Elizabeth Warren. But they don't mention that. And then Elizabeth Warren comes out and says, people who are hateful celebrate President Trump. She spoke to CNN's Don Lemon today. Or maybe it was yesterday. Actually, today is today's Tuesday, right? Today's Tuesday? I'm losing my track of time. Today's Tuesday, right? Yeah. Yes. She spoke to Don Lemon yesterday on CNN, Monday. And she said President Trump's supposed role in the mass shootings. She proclaimed Trump as a guy who's created plenty of space for hate, adding that hateful people celebrate President Trump. But she ignored her role in the, as the choice candidate of choice or choice candidate of the Dayton shooter. Isn't that amazing? People who are hateful feel like they are now in power. They're protected. They celebrate this president. This has turned America in a terrible direction, and Donald Trump keeps it going. He's a racist. He's made one racist remark after another. He's put in place racist policies. We've seen the consequences of it. And let's be clear, Republican Congress, Republican leadership in Washington, they've got nothing to say about it, and that means they just help strengthen it. That just keeps, that helps keep it moving along. Wow. It's amazing. Under Obama, there were mass shootings and mass killings, and there were five cops killed in one day in Dallas. And I don't know that anybody said anything like this. Michael Brzezinski says Trump seems to want white nationalist terror attacks to happen. She's the Morning Joe co-host with Joe Scarborough. She says Trump incites hatred, violence, racism. You have to ask the question, Joe, and I'll ask you, isn't it okay to deduce at this point this is what he wants? He's inciting hatred, violence, racism. If he doesn't unequivocally call it off and say this is wrong, we stand together against this, we're doing this to fight hate crimes. This is a president who wants these things to happen. How else can this be explained? They have no other argument. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members.
starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, on a warpath. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Did you hear me? You choose your doctor and your hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My kids are members. And when I came down with kidney stones last year, man, it was painful. Man, it was a disaster. It was about 6 weeks of my life, but 6 weeks is an amazing from start to finish where you get the surgery, and they paid for everything other than a small deductible. Thank you. Liberty HealthShare paid for the doctors, and then the surgeon, and then the anesthesiologist, and the hospital, and the operating room, and all of it, and they did a great job, and I got no bills after that. That's unbelievable. You don't get that from a health insurance company, let alone Christian Health Sharing. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. And I've saved $54,000 in just my monthly payments for the last 3 years. So it's been an amazing experience. It starts at $107 a month for a single. It starts at $449 a month for a family. And this is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or LightYourLiberty.com. All right. So here's another question for Elizabeth Warren. Will she disavow people who in her name say terrible things? Sunday morning, 24-year-old Connor Betts gunned down 9 people in Dayton, Ohio, including his sister. He was shot dead by the police. He was not a Trump fan. He was a self-described leftist and Antifa fan. His self-described, his Antifa, his, he retweeted Antifa accounts and supported left-wing politician Elizabeth Warren. He described himself as a pro-Satan leftist who supports Elizabeth Warren. On Monday night, angry left activists gathered outside Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's home in Kentucky and threatened to stab him in the heart. Via Ben Goldie, a woman is on Facebook Live outside of Senator McConnell's home in Louisville, saying she hopes someone just stabs the mother blanker in the heart, please. He's recuperating at home from a fall causing a broken shoulder. The mob leader is screaming, F Mitch, on a bullhorn. That's amazing. Far left protester says, we're at McConnell's house. And then a word for a female dog. Thinks he about to get some rest. Well, F Mitch. He's in there nursing his little broken arm. He should have broken his little raggedy, wrinkled ass neck. The far-left mob leader was identified as an Elizabeth Warren supporter. So what is it about Elizabeth Warren that is so attractive to violent leftists? And will she disavow these violent leftists? Of course not. Because you only disavow because the media makes you and the media doesn't care. And by the way, that's my argument that people are not understanding. Well, hopefully you're understanding, but I know there's some of you that probably don't. That Trump's going to have to do something to respond, put forth some sort of program to respond. Now, if you heard my commentary, I'm going to have an answer in my Sunday newspaper column. And my answer, of course, is not red flag laws, and it's not gun registration, it's not gun confiscation, and it's not gun control. But I do believe he's going to have to horse trade something in there, a compromise plan, give up something to get reciprocity across the country so anybody who's got a gun permit can use it in all 50 states, because that's the real answer to this. The only real answer is to get rid of gun-free zones, number one. And number two, have first responders everywhere in this country, and I don't mean cops. They should rename cops second responders, because the first line of defense is an individual walking in the street who's an everyday citizen but who has been trained to use a gun and has a permit and has a gun on them. That's your first responder, because they're the witness to the crime, and they're the one who's on the spot, and they're the one who's going to be protecting the kids at the school. They're the ones going to be protecting the street corner when a guy goes nuts, or the bar or the restaurant or the entertainment area. Or the like in Dayton or in Walmart, in El Paso, the Walmart. You need a person with a gun. A good guy with a gun is the biggest deterrent to mass shootings. Or in the church or in the synagogue, a good guy with a gun is the answer. That's reciprocity needed. You know, make it easy for everyone to have a permit to have a gun handy. A concealed carry permit anywhere in this country. You get it in one state, it's good in every state. But to get that, you're going to need to horse trade. So we're going to have to give up something. It's got to be some narrow version of a gun registration for assault rifles only, or some narrow version of red flag that does not include someone has a right to just out of the blue make a phone call and say, because I don't like Wayne Root, I'm going to make a phone call that we think his gun should be taken away, and then you're going to have to go defend in court and spend money, and you're considered guilty before innocent, instead of innocent before guilty, still proven guilty. So it's got to be some minor with all kinds of qualifications, but we got to win over the women and the suburban voters.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is now treating the Garlic Festival murders in Gilroy, California, as a domestic terrorism case. FBI Special Agent in Charge John Bennett explains why they opened it.
We have to determine that individual's ideology caused them to commit the act of violence in furtherance of their political and social goals.
President Trump will travel to Dayton and El Paso on Wednesday following the deadly mass murders over the weekend.
The president and the first lady want to go into these communities so that they can share in the sadness, but also share in the anger and try and come up with some solutions and talk to people on the ground there.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley also says the president wants to talk with those affected by the shootings and also wants to praise first responders who saved lives in both shootings. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 312 points to close at 2630. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, AmpFest 19 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who just wants to have a blast, if that's you, at the Trump Doral Hotel. Trump Doral Hotel, sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida, October 10th to 12th. Headline speakers include Wayne Allyn Root, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi, and did you hear me say Wayne Allyn Root? And did you hear me say Wayne Allyn Root? But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump love fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. Did I mention Wayne Allyn Root will be there? AmericanPriority.com. AmericanPriority.com. All right, should be fun. And we've got our guest here, which is always fun on Tuesday afternoons, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website is jamesherson.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. James, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Mr. Root. How are you?
I'm good, but I mean, I can't imagine how worn out Donald Trump must be, because I'm even worn out just listening to all the attacks on his character. You know, if you just happen to believe in a wall, and you believe illegal immigration is killing America, and you believe it's bankrupting America, and you believe it's leading to murder, now you are a racist, you are a murderer, you're responsible for every nut job that goes out and shoots people who has some sort of an anti-immigrant agenda and murders people. And by the way, when the other nut job has a Democrat agenda and a Elizabeth Warren agenda and an Antifa agenda and says they're a devil worshiper, that person is never mentioned again, and they just go back to the Trump narrative. He's behind all the mass murders. Even I'm worn out, because it is such an over-the-top attack that you can't believe how coordinated this is.
Yeah, you said the magic word coordinated, because it's in every aspect of the media. And what we have to say is, you know, President Trump, who they say is reflexive and out of control, has shown such restraint, such control, holding back. You know how much he wants to counterpunch, but he is showing class, making presidential speeches, not counterpunching, maybe allowing some of his surrogates like Kellyanne to counterpunch, and waiting, because, you know, the bodies, as we say, have not been dealt with yet. And here's the other thing. You mentioned that, you know, if you dare to bring up national sovereignty, the rule of law at the border, that somehow, you know, you're going to be castigated as a bigot. But here's the new phraseology. Notice, everyone on the Democrat side and the mainstream media are not just using racist. You are a white supremacist. That is the language now. White supremacist, white nationalist, and they are trying desperately to brand the president using the broadcast media, CNN, MSNBC, and the social media to repeat this myth over and over and over and over again. And to the point where there's a certain percentage of the population that is going to buy it. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are not white, who happen to believe that, you know, the rule of law at the border is important, that we're letting unfiltered people into our country is not a sound approach to keeping the nation safe and healthy. And many of those people are going to be surprised. Candace Owens is one. She's going to be surprised to find out she's a white nationalist. You know, but it's really amazing. You talk about a coordinated, and it is. But you got to say, people like Beto O'Rourke and Cory Booker, who have no chance of getting the nomination, they're so desperate for attention. They jumped in way too early. They politicized this. It was so brazen and such a low rent thing to do. But the media, you know, when you think they can't get worse, they get worse. And the only thing I'm hopeful that the American people are inured to this now, that they're not going to be affected by it because they realize what's going on because they've seen the pattern now ever since Donald Trump came down the escalator. We've seen these myths being perpetuated, and they layer them on top of each other, like the myth of Charlottesville, like the myth of the tweets regarding the squad. Putting this racism overlay on top of it, trying to make it stick, it's what Joseph Goebbels called the big lie, and it's what all propagandists know. If you repeat something over and over enough, that's what advertising is all about, and that's what they're trying to do. We're in the 2020 election campaign, deep in it right now.
Well, look, I agree with you that I think the American people, first of all, are smarter than this. And number two, I think those who voted for Trump are never leaving Trump now, and they laugh at this. All that's good, and I would think Trump would win big in 20, except that I think there's going to be such massive cheating by Google. That's the interference we should all worry about, is social media interference, Silicon Valley interference, Google interference. I think they're going to try and manipulate this election and defeat us, and there's going to be millions of illegals voting, and the Democrats are trying their best to make up fake ballots like they did in California and hand in 100,000 at a time, all voting Democrat. There's so many things going against us that if the election were held fair and square, Trump would win by a landslide. It won't be fair and square, and they could cheat their way to victory. That's what I worry about, James.
No, I mean, we all worry about that. I think we have some very savvy people working on this, and this is a different Donald Trump. This is the leader of the free world with the levers of the presidency. And the Republican Party knows, for example, they didn't know the ballot harvesting that took place in California because it was sort of slipped under the rug and the Republicans were unprepared for it. That won't happen this time. The Republicans will be prepared to counter in kind if necessary. So I worry, as you do, but at the same time, I'm still feeling that they're going to find a way. I think the most serious thing that you brought up, though, is, in fact, Silicon Valley and is the powerful impact that Google has. And we now know because employees have left them, and we also have seen it demonstrated that they are going to use their power as the information gateway to try to harm the Trump reelection effort. We know about it ahead of time. I'm not sure what steps can be taken, but I think that very smart people within the Trump campaign are doing everything they can to offset it, just like what is happening right now, where Kellyanne Conway came out and forcefully forced the press to cover this Dayton killer, and as you alluded to, that he was a Satan worshiper, that he's for gun control, that he promoted Antifa, that he was for Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. And that blows a hole in their narrative, and that's why, you know, the mainstream press was reluctant to cover it. But social media, Kellyanne Conway, alternative media, some hosts on Fox News, and, of course, hosts like Wayne Allen Root are going to make sure that the public hears about that.
Yes, but I did see Kellyanne Conway came out today and said Trump is going to put some sort of a, you know, proposal out in the next day about, it sounded like he's going to go for red flag laws or some sort of gun control. And, you know, my listeners don't like that at all, man. They, you know, they just don't think that red flag laws are going to work because Democrats are a bunch of liars and cheats and fake news frauds. And they're going to try and say, oh, Wayne Root's mentally ill. He believes in a wall. He hates immigrants. He's a racist. Take his guns away. They're going to use the red flag to try and state that conservatives are mentally ill. That's what everyone's fearful of. I don't know that that is going to succeed, but I am telling you that Trump is getting his foot into hot water with this one, and I just don't know if he's going in the right direction. But we'll see. I understand politics is really what this is all about. You just can't win an election without getting women's votes and suburban women's votes and suburban moms' votes, and you've got to respond to what happened over the weekend. So he's in a tough spot.
No, you got it. And just to tell you, you know, as a lawyer, we have a red flag law in California. It's been there for 5 years. it hasn't taken guns away, and hardly at all, only in really extreme cases. I think it's going to be even less open than the California law. The big thing in the red flag law, here's the way it is in California. Only the immediate family who live with someone and the local police can bring a petition. It has to go in front of a judge. The person has to be represented by counsel. They cannot take away the gun permanently. It has to be temporary. I mean, it was put, and this is in California.
And do they take the gun away before you get found crazy or guilty or whatever word you want to use? Is it guilty before innocent? No.
No, not in this particular law, but I have faith in our good buddies in the Senate, some really good people, and I also have faith in the House that they will not allow a draconian red flag law.
That's what I said to Hogan Gidley, the Deputy White House Press Secretary, just an hour ago. I told him, I understand politics, and you got to do something like this, but just make sure it is so narrow and so protective of conservatives that they can't call you mentally ill for being a conservative and being a racist, as they would put it. And he said he was absolutely very cognizant of that. Hold on one sec. We'll be right back. More with James Hurston. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, in this segment, we talk Hollywood gossip with James Herson. It's apropos that I read you this story right here. Ilhan Omar have an affair with a top Democrat strategist who was on our campaign payroll. Congressman Ilhan Omar has been getting suspiciously cozy with a political strategist who's been paid more than $250,000 by her campaign. Last week, the Mail reported, I guess that's the Daily Mail, that Omar was spotted dining and holding hands with an unidentified man at a secluded Italian restaurant outside of Los Angeles. The papers now identified that man as Tim Minette, partner at E Street Group, which bills itself as providing national progressive strategies for candidates, nonprofits, and advocacy efforts. Omar recently split from her husband, and so just very interesting. She paid the guy $250,000, and now it's rumored that she's holding hands and hanging out with him in L.A. restaurants. L.A. Isn't Ilhan Omar supposed to be from Minnesota? How come all these people wind up spending the rest of their life in L.A. like they're Hollywood stars? Her and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Unbelievable. So strange. All right, we've got our guest James here with us. James Herson's New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website is jamesherson.com. That's H-I-R-S-E-N, always entertaining. James, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great. You know, Ilhan Omar, she's being investigated for marriage fraud, for immigration fraud, for
passport fraud
violations, and she's holding hands with a strategist in a restaurant in L.A. I wonder if that's a breach of Sharia law. Doing that,
is she Sharia compliant? Yeah.
I don't think she is. I think, you know.
What I'm liable to do is go out and tweet right now. Is this make her Sharia compliant? And then the minute I do that, it'll go to six people because they shadow ban me. So you know, there's no point. It doesn't matter anymore. Nobody, you're not reaching anybody. This is what they've done to us. All right. You mentioned in the break a great story to me that I didn't even know about. There's a CNN religion correspondent who tweeted out that Trump supporters should be eradicated from society. Tell us exactly what happened and who we're talking about.
Yeah, okay, this guy's name is Reza Aslan, and he is called a scholar of religions. He does shows with various types of religions, usually exotic ones in foreign countries. And he tweeted a tweet that endorsed the eradication of Trump supporters. Eradicate them. And then he even made it worse, Steve. He retweeted something Kellyanne Conway said, and on top of it put a comment, "You are the depraved evil we need to eradicate." I haven't heard whether he's been shadow banned or whether...
Or fired by CNN.
That's exactly right. And he got in trouble recently, and he still wasn't fired. There was a controversy because in his study of religions, he went and met with cannibals, and he ate human brain while he was with the cannibals, indulged in cannibalism. This guy's a piece of work, Reza Aslan, and, of course, the left-wing Trump hater. What he was basically responding to, of course, was the El Paso shooting, not the Dayton shooting, because that doesn't fit the narrative, because that's a left-wing Antifa-supporting Elizabeth Warren-endorsing guy.
Now, if I could meet him, you know what I would ask him, James? I would say, does the human brain taste like chicken?
I'm
interested in knowing. Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, you know, we'd either ask him or Hannibal Lecter. I think Hannibal Lecter said it tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
But
I wonder if Democratic brains taste any different than Republican brains. Because Democratic brains are kind of like what's on the menu at a French restaurant. You know, you get this little tiny meal. It's like small. It's not highly developed. It might taste really tasty, but it's so tiny. It's a pea-sized brain. Whereas I think Republican brains are kind of like a steak, a big, thick steak, you know? That's what I'd like to think.
I would guess the Democrat brains taste better because they're unused.
You know,
they're not going to have any wear and tear on them. They have low mileage.
So. I don't know. It depends what a Democrat eats. You know, if they're on that vegan diet, it probably tastes like crap. That's all I can tell you. All right. Let's get to some more topics here. The rookie actress Afton Williamson quits the show, The Rookie, and alleges sexual assault and racist comments. So I gather she's an African-American woman. Is that right?
Right. She's an African-American woman. Both. She claims she was bullied. She was sexually harassed. She was sexually assaulted. And there was racism. The racism is from the hair department of ABC. Apparently, they made comments about her African-American hair, which is very well coiffed for the show. It's a shorter haircut. You know, she's a tough female cop in the ABC drama, and I guess it got picked up. It must have been fairly successful. She's one of the stars, and here comes the Me Too movement fighting Disney-owned ABC on a hit show.
All right, all the news is fit to print from Hollywood and the entertainment industry from our great friend James Herson. And by the way, all the news is fit to print. Isn't that the New York Times? He's a New York Times bestselling author. So this just popped in my mind. He's a law professor, and of course his website is jamesherson.com. James, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you, Wayne. Have a beautiful evening.
Always a great Tuesday with James Herson. Love to hear the Hollywood gossip. Wayne Allyn-Root, Worn Out was the name of the show. Now it's Wayne Allyn-Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Hope you enjoy our Raw and Unfiltered talk. Newsmax TV up now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.